that was fixed, and that had a plank on it. I remember one day slipping down in that. We went on a picnic, and the little boy, we carried our Sunday school children down, and he fell off and got in the other. And I went across on those plank that was slick and the deal stuff, you know, and my feet slipped out from under. But this kid fell off in there, you see.
Into the race?
Yeah, they called it a race, down
it's
the race.
Where water goes real fast? Or
yes, over it, and that was something, I don't know why it was put there, but it was something that was beneficial to this factory that was down there.
Okay. Okay, now this is something. Oh, say if it had been raining real heavy, and the rain cut out a little channel, you know.
Well, they'd call them gullies. Cut gullies into the soil.
Okay. Okay, what would you call a small rise in land?
Small what?
Rise in land.
Well,
you know?
a little hill or a little, let me see. I don't know what I would have called that, or what they called it. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You're speaking of.
Okay, if you wanted to open the door, you'd take hold of the door.
Knob.
Okay, did you use the word knob talking about land? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. Now this is something much larger than a hill. You'd have a, what?
A mountain.
Okay. And what do you call the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
It's a bluff.
Okay, but what about a cliff?
Yes, a cliff.
Well, what's the difference now between a cliff and a bluff?
Well, now the cliff to me is the stone sticking out, and it's a rule. There is a cave back in there, and a bluff is not. This is more or less a rock. You know, that was back of us down there, where I live now. And it was, as I say, great big, well, but my house there, those big old rocks would stick out there and just straight off. And I never had been in that cave of a thing back there, but that was in the bluff there, and we called it the bluff.
Okay. Up in the mountains, you know, where the road goes across in a low place, now, I don't mean a valley. I'm talking about still being up in the mountains. But it's sort of a low place in between the mountains. Do you know what you'd call that?
Well, no, it's down in the valley more or less.
No, it's still up in the mountains, but have you ever heard of Cumberland?
Oh, yeah.
Cumberland what?
Dry.
Have you ever heard of Cumberland Gap? Cumberland Gap?
Gap, yes, I've heard of that.
Do you
but now I don't know that I've ever been there.
Do you use the word, I'm talking about the word gap now.
Yeah.
Do you use the word gap? Or do you just think Cumberland Gap and?
Well, in my mind, as I think of it, it seems to me that it's a rock, something of the rock along now. I may be mistaken.
Okay.
I've never been to Cumberland Gap, but there is a kind of Cumberland Gap up on the mountain.
Okay. I suppose you had a knife and were just carving some wood or something, or whittling or something. You might cut a little V-shaped cut, you know? What would you call that? You cut out a little.
In the wood?
Yeah, you know what I mean? So if I took a piece of wood, then I took a knife and I cut, slanted down this way, then slanted down the other way.
Well, that'd be a point, more or less, in that where that was left by him, but I don't know.
Yeah. You know, say if you were making a, building a log house, you might take a axe and cut, do you know what I mean?
I'm a kind of a crevice, I like.
Yeah. Would you use the word knot? Another word for that? The word knot?
A cut a crevice in it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the V-shaped cut.